Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a future Oscar Award winning, already won an award already, Lupita Nyong'o on the phone, 12 Years a Slave. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm doing well.
Now, Lupita, I've been reading a lot about you, and I got to ask, your friends from Yale Acting School, are they hating on you this morning? Because you came straight out of Yale Acting School and got this already Oscar buzz movie role?
You'd be surprised. My friends from Yale are so supportive. They're really my family. So I lucked out getting into that school and getting into a class that, and a group of actors that just knows that everyone is individual, you know?
How are you adjusting to becoming from being a PA to being, you know, in this movie, The 12-Year Slave, that is, like I said, they're saying it's going to be Oscars?
Well, you know, it's a doozy. There's a lot of change and everything, but I'm enjoying it. And at the end of the day, I'm part, the 12 Years a Slave family is really grounded. Mm. So that's helpful.
Lupita, you're not only just like this year's breakout actress, but you're also, you know, a lot of folks are calling you a style icon, and you're gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to point out the fact that, you know, I know a lot of women here in America, unfortunately, deal with like color issues and color complexes is what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see you with that same complex. I think that you wear, you know, my skin is black very beautifully, and you walk around and you have this certain type of confidence. Is there something that you could share with those women on how you can walk around with a little bit more confidence and love the skin that you're in and still, you know, be like the ish?
Well, I've definitely gone through my color complexes, and I'm happy to say that now I don't have them, but I definitely did when I was a teenager. And I think what I've learned and what my mother always said was, you can't eat beauty, you know. So at the end of the day, your beauty is really from inside. You feel just feel beautiful because you are, you know.
It's something, too, what Shamara asked you, too, because, Lupita, you're from Kenya. And is that situation that Shamara just kind of broke down, is that a African-American thing, or is that a universal, you know, we have color complexes as a people type thing?
I think it's the world over. Western standards of beauty have plagued the entire world. I definitely grew up, you know, being teased for being dark, even in an African country. So that exists in Africa as well. And I know it exists in Asia. You know, skin lightening is not something that is only unique to Africans.
Right.
All sorts of races have this complex with lighter skin. So, no, it's universal, I think.
Let's get into your role in the movie, if we can, because in doing research on your background and then, you know, on knowing a little bit of what I know about your role, you're like the total opposite. Like, you come from a family of not only great education, but, you know, y'all have a little money. One of your cousins is in Forbes, correct?
Well, yes, one of my cousins was named one of the most powerful African women.
Yes.
In the Forbes magazine, yes.
So being from a foundation that was so strong and, you know, what was it like playing this character in 12 Years a Slave, where you had to get really abused throughout the whole movie, right?
That's what I love about acting, is that you get to play things that are far away from your own experience, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, Patsy was a real blessing to be able to start my career with such a role, a humbling role. And I learned things that I hope to take with me throughout my entire career, you know, because she was an extremely powerful woman. In the book, Solomon Northup says that had she been born at a different time, she would have been a leader of men, you know. So as much as she was a woman in a dire situation, she was even more incredible because of what she was really able to achieve in that situation, you know?
What do you say, Lupita, to people who, you know, I've been discussing this movie before with a couple of people, and some people, especially our people, are kind of like, well, you know, I did Django. That took a lot out of me. I don't know if I'm ready for another slavery movie.
Well, those are two different movies. I mean, I think, you know, there is a danger in having just one story about this particular time, because if you think about it, America has been a slave economy longer than it's been anything else. And so to only have one story from that time period is a flaw, really. And I think there's way more stories. I hope 12 Years a Slave is not the only story that's going to come from that time period. There's lots of things to investigate about that time period. But what 12 Years a Slave does is that it gives us such a good insight into what life was like on a daily basis in that slave economy, you know. And everyone is so unique in there. It's complex. It's intriguing. And it's so beautiful as well, you know. So there's something for everyone to take away from 12 Years a Slave.
Well, Lupita, for those that don't know, can you tell us what the movie 12 Years a Slave is about?
Well, it's about Solomon Northup. He gets stolen away into slavery. He's a free man in upstate New York, living his life. He has a career, a family. He's this musician, and he gets stolen away into slavery for 12 years. So it's an account of his life in slavery. And as one, you know, he's a human being, and he meets lots of different people, and he's very observant, and you go through this time, and you see what life was like on a daily basis. There's love, there's fear, there's suspense, there's so many different emotions you go through while watching this film and watching him in 12 years. But the one thing that guides him through those 12 years in slavery is his love for his family and his faith that he will one day be free.
Lupita, I just need to ask you a question about three of these actors. Can you give me one word when you think of these three actors? Chiwetel Ejiofor, did I say that correctly?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Ejiofor. Oh, you're gonna say it better regardless. One word when you think of him.
Gentleman.
Alfre Woodard.
Lovely.
And last but not least, Brad Pitt.
Grounded.
Damn, can we get handsome too alongside that?
that one is a given.
Girl, that man look drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
Now, Lupita, you were born in Mexico?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you, how many languages do you speak?
No. She was born in Mexico and raised in Kenya. So
how many languages do you speak?
I speak That's four.
Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Four?
Yeah, I speak Spanish.
Okay. Lupita, is there anything, I know we're just all over the place here. What messages do you want moviegoers to take away when they leave the movie from checking out this weekend, 12 Years a Slave?
Really, I would love for people to go and see this film with an open mind and an open heart. As I said, this film is a gift. And I say that having been gifted by watching it myself, but by having other people come up to me and say that they were afraid to watch it because of everything they'd heard, but they're so glad they actually did. And it is an amazing film, and it's amazing to watch it with people you love and to watch it on the big screen. I mean, it's an experience like no other. It's an experience. That's what it is. It's not just a film. It's an experience.
And Lupita, where do you go after this for you?
Well, you know, I have another film coming out in February, Nonstop, with Liam Neeson and Julianne Moore.
Well, dang.
So, that is coming up. And other than that, we shall see. I don't know. My fingers are crossed that more stuff will come up and I'll be able to continue this career that I love so much.
Lupita!
Yes.
See, look, I was twisting your first and your last name together to give me Lupita. But Lupita,
yes.
Considering that folks are buzzing right now that, you know, you might win an Oscar for your role in 12 Years a Slave, and again on the sidebar, Oprah Winfrey might win an Oscar in her role. What was the movie?
For the Butler.
For the Butler. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? How does that feel to you? I mean, this is your first film, correct?
Yes.
So how does that feel? Like you literally just came up on the scene, like, bam, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was, Oprah, don't hit me no more. How does that feel to be, like, right there with Oprah?
Well, we aren't there yet. So right now, I'm not really thinking about that, or at least I'm trying not to think about that, because there's so much else to come before that. I'm excited about having been nominated for a Gotham Award, I found out yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really exciting, and I'm honored to be one in that number, and I'm taking it one day at a time. You can imagine that this is an adjustment.
It's a shock.
Know?
Yes.
So I'm just trying to live in the moment and enjoy every moment and not think too much about things that I can't control.
Well, you know what, Lupita? I'm sure we're going to enjoy watching you this weekend. 12 Years a Slave. Yo, we wish you so much luck on your journey, and it's so nice to see a new brown face on the screen.
Oh, thank you very much.